Hi, I'm Kat.
And I'm Gay.
And we're the Ghouls Next Door, talking about that spooky stuff.
We are horror podcasts where we talk facts,
feelings,
and films, and explore what makes you scared.
Yeah, we say words to your ears about fear.
So find out what makes you afraid and why. So join us wherever podcasts are. We are there in your head.
Yeah, on the internet. It's not voices in your head. It's just us talking.
Don't be afraid. Come with us.
Hi, I'm Gabe.
And I'm Kat.
And we're the Ghouls Next Door.
Do 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 do
do do do do do do. Yeah.
Yes.
That's us.
Copyright.
We did with our mouths, it doesn't count, I think.
Hopefully. These are the goals we have as we are poor.
Yes, we can't afford it. Welcome to Ghouls Next Door, where we are talking about horror genre things.
Yes, quite.
Things that are spooky. We talk about why they're spooky. We talk about the spookiest elements of them.
All whilst our cats torment us and make loud noises in the background and move distractingly.
By touching stuff.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be touching.
Mm-hmm. Like aliens do when they touch humans.
Yeah, you shouldn't be. There are certain areas you shouldn't be touching or probing, but you're just all up in it.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, why? Aliens. So today is is our 13th episode.
The unluckiest one. So when I talk, my hair, wink.
Yep.
Your makes
real hair,
my
not
real
tinfoil.
Hair.
Yep.
Gabe.
That's silver.
When I talk, there's like a ringing because of the like vibrations of the noise.
Yeah.
Hitting my hair.
Good.
Mm-hmm. It's a little distracting. We are slowly but surely becoming more and more aware of the ever-present presence of aliens.
Yeah. They've been here since the dawn of time, guys. So we had to put on our conspiracy theory caps for this episode.
Sure did.
We had to really dive deep into the web of, well, what we now know to be truth.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can talk about our topic today, which is aliens.
Yes. Extraterrestrials.
So, we're going to talk about aliens.
Yep.
We're going to talk about, are they real?
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe they are. Maybe they've been here this whole time.
Yeah.
Maybe we have yet to communicate with them. Or we already have.
Yeah.
There's a lot of maybes because there's really no certainties involved in aliens.
There really isn't. I mean, lots of theories.
Mm-hmm.
But you're very quick to be assumed to be crazy or like, what is it called? Crackpot? What's the thing?
Yeah.
Where, you know, we're like, it's funny because it's the opposite of religious stuff. So usually you get like, oh, if you're like really religious, they're like, no, no, no. Science.
Yeah.
And then aliens.
They're like,
feel like
also
that's,
not
I feel
science.
Like that's more leaning towards the science end, but you're still crazy if you think they're real, according to the world.
Yeah.
So,
well,
no explanations for anything. We just have chemicals. I don't know what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I don't know.
It's gotten to you. Kat.
I have tinfoil on my head. I don't know what my life is right now.
Well, yeah, we put tinfoil on our head so the aliens wouldn't know that we were talking about them.
Yeah, I made mine look like hair, though, so that they wouldn't know it was tinfoil and they would not get mad at me for trying to block their transmissions into my thoughts.
I made mine into a baseball cap because I still wanted to like look cool, even though, you know, it's aliens.
I look like an old-timey judge.
They're not even old-timey. They look like that now. She looks like a British lawyer when they have to wear those white wigs.
Except mine is silver and tinfoil.
It makes lots of noise when she moves. But before doing this episode, I didn't really know too much about aliens.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a conspiracy that I would have gotten into.
I honestly don't know. I feel like that's the one. I've never feared it as much as I have like robots, which I don't know if that's more logical or less logical.
I think it's a little more logical because we have robots now. Yeah. And we have like Watson and like the ones that they're making look like people in a literal company called iRobot.
Yeah, and I've like had way more fear against like the Matrix situation or like Skynet than I've had of like space people, where it's, I've definitely read a bunch of things though in terms of like philosophers and what have you, that it's like ignorant for us to think that we're the only people that exist in the universe. Realistically, so there has to be aliens somewhere. There has to be something of extraterrestrial whatchamawhat. They don't want to be like us, but you know, doing something.
It's funny because like you were talking about how usually religion and science and conspiracy aliens are all separate. Well, my older sister, who's religious, because again, I come from a religious spiritual family, she believed in aliens, and her logic for it when I asked her was that she was like, if God can create us, then what would, like, why would you think he wouldn't create something else too?
Yeah.
And I mean, what? Yeah. It's like pretty much the same answer. Like you could answer that with science, with like, you know, if we were able to evolve given the right environment, is it possible that in another planet, like the Earth, like one, like Earth 2 out there, like that could have life on it because it has the right materials and God did it, maybe. All the conspiracies. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
They'll eventually get to us. Who knows who will get to us first?
Aliens. Let's talk about, it's kind of hard. We can't really talk to the truth of aliens, but what we can do is talk about some history about aliens. We could talk about some information in regards to aliens that back up conspiracy theorists. But we did watch some movies. We watched a few just for like fun. We watched movies that are, you know, fictional and known to be fictional. And then we watched some that
known to be fictional. For a second we thought the one was real, and now we're sad.
We watched a documentary about a guy who really, really believes in aliens. I could talk very, very briefly about Roswell, New Mexico.
Cool.
In that first sighting of UFOs.
Unidentified flying object.
That.
Yes.
So those. And the little that I know of it is that I listened to a different podcast, last podcast on the left, and they did a whole episode. They did two episodes about it, but just aliens aren't my thing, so I didn't really pay attention. But here's a fun fact. The alien sighting, or the UFO sighting, was not actually in Roswell. It was actually in Corona, New Mexico, but it's so small that they just like picked the one next to it that had like actual things.
Yeah, they're like, oh, people know what this one is.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, so like Corona's where it actually happened, but no one important lives there. And then there was like this cute little story about how this sheep herder, he was like herding his sheep, and there was like this crater from where that crash happened, and there was like residue and like pieces from the aircraft, and he like picked it up and put it to like in his barn. And just, like, kept it in there and, like, didn't really know what to think of it. He's just like, I'm cleaning up the area. And then a few months later, he's, like, in a bar and they're, like, they're going to give people, like, thousands of dollars if you have proof of the UFOs. And he was like, oh, yeah, I got some of that back in my house. And he didn't even really want the money. He just wanted the stuff out of his house. But also, it's, like, this small town. And, like, a lot of the people who saw it or reported it were all, like, separate from each other. And it wasn't like, of course, as soon as it started getting written about, that's when it exploded into this craziness where people were like, oh, I saw an alien, this, this, and this. But even before that, in the small town, there was already a few reports on at the same time where it was like, well, something obviously happened.
Yeah.
But it was probably like aircrafts, because there was like, New Mexico is like known for where we do a bunch of experiments.
Yeah. That's like with the atomic bomb testing.
Yeah. So like that area, like those deserts are where they do a lot of testing, and they do like chemical testing. They do air testing, like with their aircrafts.
Gotta love it. Keep them deserts forever. Just defy the natural laws of the earth. It's fine.
And it was like during the Roswell thing, and like this distrust of the government was already kind of there, because this was like the same thing as like the, well, so around the same time, so like you have 1947, and then the start of MK Ultra is 1953. So it's like, yeah, the government had been messing with people for a while.
Yeah.
And just like messing with stuff in the desert and in places we're not looking.
It's conspiracy theory gold time.
Yeah.
They're like, government fucks with stuff. They do stuff and we don't know about it because internet, nah. And yeah.
Well, so that's really all I know about Roswell.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite things to do with aliens, and it really goes with this whole idea of the fact that, like, it's weird. It's ridiculous to think that we're alone. It's just a matter of whether or not we would be able to communicate with them because they're so far away, you know, because, like, we don't have, you know, travel that's efficient for light speeds away.
Yeah.
And so it's like, how do we communicate with this other race of intelligence? So there was there's been a lot of things where we've tried to reach out to them. We send out, like, packages
and, like, into the tapes space. And
yeah,
stuff.
We send the tapes with the music and with, it's almost like a time capsule, mm-hmm. but it's in space and it's for aliens. But one of the most interesting kind of proof, more or less, of aliens that I liked was the WOW signal. And this was, it came about, so we started pointing radio satellites out to accept transmissions instead of just, like, sending out transmissions or picking them up. And it was because, so these physicists, they said that what we should be looking for is radio transmissions. They said that radio waves are cheap to produce, don't require much energy, and travel vast distances across space. So it's because they're small and they can, like, you know.
It travels faster than light would, or, like, images, I guess. Is that what people?
Well, yeah. It's like
matter.
Yeah, that we should be using that to kind of reach out into that, yeah, into the nothingness, I guess. What we did was, at Ohio State, we had the Big Ear Radio Telescope that was used for this purpose. And what happened was that they would have this machine that was just reading, like, the transmissions and the frequencies that were coming in. And it would just go for 24 hours, like, every day, just keep going. And at one point, there's a guy who came in who's checking it, and he reviews, like, the previous days. Because, again, this is, like, 24 hours at least.
Yeah, someone's like sitting there. That's their whole job. I wonder how much money they get paid.
Probably not a lot, because they're probably just sacrificing their time for, like,
yeah,
the
goal. Well, I'm just saying, if it's more than what I make, I'm gonna burn shit down.
Discovering aliens is important. I think, like, knowing if there's other things out there is important, but obviously.
I'm just saying, this is my observation. It doesn't have to be included in the words I gotta say.
I mean, we're tearing up this planet, so we might need to find a new one.
Yeah, no, that's real. So that's been my thoughts for a while. I used to, like, plan what it would be like if I was, like, one of the chosen ones to go to a new planet. Be in those, like, colonies that they make.
Neither one of us would be chosen.
Oh, I know. There's so much wrong with both of us.
Yeah, and we just don't have,
physically,
like...
Physically and mentally.
It's also, like, what it, like, we don't have, like, the roles.
Yeah,
like,
we don't have, like, the...
Neither one of us is a doctor or a scientist or vital to
math,
the...
Math smarts.
Yeah, we don't have, like,
things, like, oh, I can draw you
We're
some
not
stuff.
Farmers.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I would make some great art for you to display in our new land.
Yeah, we can't go there. It's not allowed.
My lungs don't work. Send me places with no oxygen, please.
So the man who was tasked with this was Jerry Amon, who on August 15, 1977, was looking at these records to see, like, what was happening. And he saw that there was this anomaly. There was this difference happening. Mm-hmm. And he was like... He circled it on the printout and wrote "wow" next to it because he was like, "Whoa, this is crazy!" And that's
the
literally
wow factor. American Idol. You need to know.
Well, that's why it's called the wow signal, because that's literally all we have. But it was for a blip. It was just like a moment in time where there was this anomaly, and they said that the signal appeared to come from the constellation Sagittarius, and seems to be extraterrestrial in origin. I don't exactly know what that means. Like, what that would, like, what qualifies as that? Okay. And then what I know about Area 51, because they failed about Roswell. It was just an event that people heard about.
Stuff and things happen there. Gabe has words to say about the other stuff.
Yeah. Area 51 is where we keep the aliens so we can study them. But Area 69 is where the aliens, you know.
Yeah?
You know what I'm saying?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it
is. Question mark?
You know what I'm saying? 69, that's the sex number. You didn't know about it?
I don't know if they have a designated area. They can fly around the worlds and different universes.
I don't know. There's plenty of stories.
Just saying, it might be multiple places.
People who have had sex with aliens.
That's the thing, yeah. The man who said had a bunch of babies with the alien people.
Mm-hmm.
He drew a bunch of pictures of him having relations.
Yeah, his beautiful, voluptuous woman.
Bangs, big-eyed lady.
Yes. She had very modern hair. His name is David Huggins. Mm-hmm. There's a David Huggins who claims to have lost his virginity to an alien. She's got beautiful eyes. They're haunting. And he's had sex with them a bunch. He says he's fathered many children.
I think it was 40, what I read.
That's a lot. That's many. A lot of children. I think that constitutes as many.
Yeah.
So he did that.
Yeah. There's lots of painted evidence of such.
Yeah, he painted it. There's a film called Love and Saucers. You should watch it. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm excited.
I mean, if an alien with big boobs and nice hair and haunting eyes comes down from space and asks you to make 40 babies, you're just like, yeah, I mean, I guess. You gotta go along for the ride.
Yeah.
And you gotta ride or die.
You're the ride. At that point, because that's 1869.
Yeah, but E.T. taught us that if aliens come down, you just gotta do what they want.
So, conspiracy theorists, like ourselves today,
quite
believe that the UFO that crashed in Roswell or anywhere else
was moved.
Is moved to Area 51. Which is like, if that's the case, like that's the worst kept secret I've ever heard.
Yeah, it seems like that everyone kind of knows. Yeah. So
it's like, I mean, it's the biggest thing. Like, I know about it and I don't know anything about anything.
Yeah, find a new area. Just like pick a different number.
Area 69.
Move all the stuff there and just let everyone think it's Area 51. I think that's what they've probably done.
Yeah, like if you put up a big thing, everyone's looking at it. And then it's like the magician's trick where you're like, look over here, look over here. So you're distracted. And really, in Area 50 or Area 49 is really where they have them. And they're like dissecting them and they're mating them so that they can have human-alien hybrids.
Sounds fun.
And they're trying to dissect their technology so we can become more advanced. Like, where do you think the iPhone came from? Aliens, probably.
Yeah. Pyramids. I mean, we've been giving credit to aliens for a lot of things for a while now. There's lots of like monuments throughout history that they were like, hey, this looks a little too complicated for us simple human minds, us folk here.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was someone else. I think that might have been aliens.
Wow.
Wow. What's Owen Wilson things to say he says?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Lightsaber fight.
Wow. This should be called the Owen Wilson signal.
If you run into an adorable small little alien friend, you have to take care of him and then fly off with him on a bike that from whatever magic whatchamawhat flies. And you just need to be along for the ride.
And he calls his mom because he's late for dinner.
Yeah, you have to ride or die for some aliens.
Yeah.
That's what happens. E.T. taught us. The Nazca lines.
Okay.
Are a thing. Where essentially there are these high, dry plateaus.
Is that the rocks?
No, they're not rocks. They're plateaus. The opposite of rocks. It's in Lima. So essentially there are these lines that exist in this 20-mile long and 800 long. There's lots of longs in different directions. Lines that exist. They're straightway lines. They're etched in the into the Peruvian desert. So like fancier crop circles. This is just like straight up in the ground.
Art.
Yeah. And they're in the figures of like animals. And there's a spider, a monkey, a hummingbird. There's 70 different figures and shapes that are like in or etched into this very large desert existence.
Nice.
And a lot of people are like, well, how could they make such straight lines run for such a long amount of space?
Yeah, they make it for such long.
Yeah, such long. How they make such long?
It goes for such long, and how?
Yeah, exactly. But
it
like,
has to be aliens.
You know,
aliens.
Scientists showed up, and they were like, "Ah, well, you suspect the Nazca drawings are as many as 2 millennia old, and because of their age, size, visibility from above, and the mysterious nature, scientists showed up, and they're like, "Ah, oh, this is strange."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're like, "Oh, so well, why?" Why lines go so
That's
long?
What scientists do. Mm-hmm. They do ask why.
And they're like, nah, man, this is people. It's cool. Don't freak out. Because
deduce that?
How? It is like mysterious and whatnot.
Why?
But it turns out it's rather easy to understand.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Geoglyphs. Yeah. That are made removing the top rust layer of the rocks and exposing the brighter white surface. So they like kind of just like really slowly. We're like... Oh, we just drag this stick and then we walk around and make shapes. But it's why it's tough to understand is like, how could they tell what it is when they can't fly? Like they're not up there in the sky place looking down being like, oh, this is definitely going to be a dog. Like, it looks like that'd be really difficult to comprehend when you're, like, on the ground still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that's the part that was difficult for them to fathom. Interesting, because they initially thought it aligned with the constellations and, like, the solstice. And that would also kind of make people think more like aliens, because that's stuff that's in space places.
They come from there.
But it's more likely, they say, that they point to ceremonies or rituals related to water and fertility.
Like here in space.
Here, I guess. And they suggest that the reason that they could see like what they looked like from so high up is because there are like foothills that exist in the surrounding area that totally could have existed, I guess, science, all that long ago in the far away time, than the before time. So they're just not questioning it. Even though it was like really long ago. They're like, these foothills were still here. It's fine. That's how they could tell. Yeah.
I don't know why we just keep taking away the credit from humans.
Yeah. It's
like we're good at art. We can make structures. Mm-hmm. Like we can make technology. Why?
Well, I mean, I think the entirety of religions usually try to do that as well. They're just like, God did it. That. Yeah. Jesus did that. Or
it's just, we're just, you know, whatever, unbelievable.
You know? We are bodies of sin and awfulness, and how could we ever do anything nice?
Yeah.
So it's obviously something else. Yeah, there's a lot of monuments and stuff that exist throughout history that people are like, oh, that's strange.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the list, just to go through, these are things that people think people didn't actually make and aliens did instead.
Okay.
The Egyptian pyramids.
Yes.
I already said the Nazca lines. Uh-huh. Stonehenge, that's like everyone always thinks that's like classic.
Yeah, because we don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, but they actually did a test about it and like used technology that they suspect was available back then. They were able to make something very similar, so debunked. This is really weird to say. Teotihuacan. Yes.
I don't know.
So that there's something called Mayans. Easter Island, which is literally just a bunch of faces.
Yeah.
Easter of Island. Stone that look creepy as hell. And I love it.
That's what people look like.
And it's gorgeous. And I love it. They're and if really aliens nice. Did that, I'm about it. Keep going. Just put them everywhere.
Yeah, I'm all about the worship aliens the floating just being heads. Artists. They just come down and they're like, here's some art.
They just make art everywhere and leave. Yeah, there's faces on Mars, though, apparently, where they're like, that's just shadows, y'all. You're just grasping at straws. Those are the ancient things that are questionable. There's also one. This is also ridiculous. Sacsayhuaman. Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, it's a bunch of rocks, basically making little, like, circle-y half ovals in a step formation, I want to say, if we were giants. Steps for giants.
Ooh.
Yeah. Or and they're like, that's strange. How would we do that? And it's, they're stacked together. It's just like, you know, something was shaped away, and we put rocks in front of it, make it look nice. I don't know if that's actually what happens. I'm actually probably being really rude about the ancient powers of that be.
The aliens?
Yeah, but basically every single one that they listed, they're like, oh, but this is the reason that it's not aliens. So, yeah, we're cool.
And where did this list come from?
That's National Geographic. Yeah, and I mean, I read a bunch of really funny things online that were very goofy, honestly. But I don't want to offend anybody who, like, this is their life.
Yeah, like, listen, if you saw aliens.
Maybe it's real, I don't know. But
if you've been abducted, if you have lost a loved one, if you just saw some cool orbs in the sky, if you get random phone calls from your alien children, whatever it is that if you make paintings of you having sex with aliens, tell us about it.
Yeah, and like you do you.
We're not saying aliens don't exist.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're probably there. Tell us about it. But these are some people who are obviously
they've fallen
for some things. And it's debatable. It's
I mean, you gotta admit it's a debatable topic. I mean, you wanna believe it's real. Because you mean I believe that something exists out there that's better or worse or different, whatever, than us. And that's fine. I mean, it'd be ignorant not to. Yeah. To think like we're the best thing that's ever hit we're better than sliced bread or whatever. Next best thing since sliced bread. Yeah. I made a phrase.
Good at it.
Mm-hmm. So, but there were some funny things that I read online where it's just like, there are a ton of UFO sightings.
Yes.
Like, just, like, in the last 50 years, there's been a big influx of, I guess, widespread documentation of UFO sightings.
And, I mean, when you see a UFO, like, you're not wrong. It is an unidentified flying object.
Yeah. It just doesn't always necessarily mean it's a space object.
Yeah. But it's not. You don't know what it is.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not sure.
So you're not wrong.
It's unidentified. That's real.
It's true. It's flying in the air.
So, but there is this website, which I, the only thing I found comedic about it was that there is a disclaimer, which I actually feel kind of bad about, that whatever kids are doing this to these people. Because you almost did it. But essentially, like, March 8th, like, a few weeks ago, they put a disclaimer where they stopped accepting, like, live human phone calls. You had to go to, like, their messaging service because they receive so many prank calls from, like, teenagers. And then they put this little thing in there where they're like, parents, like, yo, pay attention to what your kids are doing. Because we work hard on this and, like, you're fucking with our stuff. Yeah. And it was, like, actually kind of sad because they're like, we don't answer the phone anymore. Because we got so many. And if you want to actually report a UFO, we take this stuff seriously. Like, stop pranking us, guys.
Okay, so don't prank this website.
It's the National UFO Reporting Center. And they take their stuff really serious. There's a whole paper. There's, like, a bunch of, like, information on it. I read some of it. And a lot of it had to do with what you were saying about, like, the wow signal and, like, radio waves and how, like, that's, like, the best way to contact the extraterrestrials.
Here's a question. Why do you think they would visit us?
I don't know. I don't think we're that great.
Well, I think curiosity, for one. But what I can't... Well,
same thing we would do if we were visiting somebody.
Yeah. But what I can't get... I can't really get behind is, like, this idea that, like, they're coming down and they're, like, taking people and, like, having sex with them or whatever. And then sending them back. Or just, like, visiting every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... what? That doesn't seem like a thing that you would... That seems like a waste of time.
Yeah, I think the more, like, fear aspect to it, where I guess this could fit under the horror genre, where people are really genuinely afraid, is that the idea of, like, being farmed, like, our planet being, like, the entire aspect of colonialism, like, we did ourselves to each other for thousands of years or whatever, but that, like, aliens would do the same thing if they discovered us, that they would, you know, put alien babies inside of us, or they would use our bodies for energy or vessels, or, you know, would drain our center of our earth of resources, because there was something online that I read that said the center of the world is hollow and it's filled with aliens.
Aliens.
So I think that's more the fear, is that, like, they would come here and then just, like, take all our shit
and our people,
but, like, this is ours now, bye.
Yeah.
We more advanced. I think that's also that, like, we're not the more advanced species.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, someone come here and, like, we wouldn't be able to fight really back. And then, like, everything that we've worked on as humans to, like, be up there on the food chain would go away. I think it's natural, like, human instinct to be scared of something that could come kill you. Darwinism.
Bitch. Ready for the aliens to come, because then maybe humans will finally be like, okay, it's us versus them, and then we'd see ourselves as, like, a unity. So, like, aliens, come on and help us out so we can fight you guys and put you into concentration camps, like in District 9, and we are the people that are together.
I mean, every war is under that guise.
Aliens?
No, just the humans in general, where they're like, there is upheaval within the homeland.
Yeah, there's a different...
We must... make war with another place so that we can all unite, and then the government can do whatever the fuck it wants and have more free reign over the people, because there's a common enemy that we're trying to destroy.
Yeah. People would definitely give up their security.
1984, bitch.
Big brother. So here's the thing I've been thinking about as far as aliens. Because I'm thinking about, remember when we watched Nightmare for our sleep paralysis episode, and there was that one guy who went in the woods and he pretty much saw aliens. And, like, we always see him. And it kind of was just like with this film that we watched, The Fourth Kind, that people were being visited in the night. And they all shared the same, like, vision, the same figures.
That within their dreams, they're vulnerable for, like, things to come interact with them.
It's weird that everyone remembers the same. Like, people from all over the world see the same things. So something is happening that no matter what it is that happens to you, that you have sleep paralysis, you are seeing this thing. Like, maybe it's stress.
Yeah.
Maybe it's anxiety. Maybe it's just, like, you, whatever sleep disorder you have. Like, you can be in Germany and you have the same thing. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
So it's either demons or aliens.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we felt that really strongly when we were watching the something or whatever of The Fourth Kind, where we thought it was real for a second. And
yeah.
Oh, God, I'm so ashamed of myself. I was, like, really freaked out. I was like convinced because you didn't tell me it wasn't real.
I thought it was real when I watched it the first time.
And I was just like, what the fuck? There is no exorcists. There are only aliens. Aliens are the same. Any demon thing that we've ever thought about, that has been aliens this whole time. I was like freaked out for a second. I was like, I am convinced. You have convinced me. This is the religion of science instead of the religion of religion. You know what I'm saying? We're like, aliens are this. And they are replacing every thought I had about exorcisms and what have you and la da da. But I think the sleep paralysis thing definitely ties into it as well, because it's really weird, because that was the whole theme of the movie. And then also, I think in general, when we think of abductions,
yeah,
is like people usually do say similar things, like they've seen similar things.
Yeah.
And if it's like they're coming to them in the night, the like figures that they see in their doorway are like kind of sleep paralysis, they can't move. Mm-hmm. And something's like
attacking
them.
Because maybe they did something to you. And it's also like thinking like in a time before we had the internet and information was so readily available and people were able to communicate and read and then duplicate those kinds of situations. Like back before that, when people were still reporting on the same instances, it's like, how do you, like, how, what?
Yeah, you didn't read aliens. That on the internet. That's just like,
you just thought of that.
And I think they really played on that in The Fourth Kind.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that they lived in a secluded area. Mm-hmm. That it wasn't a place where like you'd be reading about all this stuff. Like they lived in a similar area, but they weren't communicating with each other. They didn't know each other. It's not like they read it on the internet and that's why they were saying they saw those things.
Yeah.
I think it was like playing upon that, where it's like if you are in a time period or live in a location where you're not like online all the time or whatever, if you're seeing the same stuff as someone else and you didn't talk about it prior, then that's weird. That's freaky. Like,
yeah.
How did you do that? There has to be something going on, you know? And what is going on?
What I thought was important. So there are several kinds of encounters. There's like a rating. Mm-hmm. There's a system.
You tried to explain it to me. I still encounters. Don't rightly understand.
So the first kind is just visual sightings of UFOs. So these are the ones that you see like far away in the sky. Mm-hmm. Those are UFOs. The second kind is when there's a UFO event, but with a physical effect. So, like, when you're thinking of the film that we watched.
The third kind?
Yeah, like, you're getting sunburned, and that's, like, when, like, technology is, like, freaking out and spazzing out.
Poltergeist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much, like, when your animals are, like, going crazy. But, it pretty much is, like, as if you were being haunted by a poltergeist. Or even, like, the whole sleep paralysis thing, where you're paralyzed and you're uncomfortable, you feel sick. And it's because of how close this UFO came. Or maybe there's like a chemical in the air, something like that. Third kind is a UFO encounter in which an animated creature is present. So this includes humanoids, robots, and humans who seem to be occupants or pilots of a UFO. So this is like when people see those grays. The kinds of aliens that we're used to seeing. When you think of an alien, you see those big eyes and like the small mouth and a weird oblong head. They're generally called grays because they're not actually like usually portrayed as green people. They're portrayed mm-hmm. as gray, which makes more sense than green, honestly. So they're called grays. And that would be the third kind. We watched a movie that was based off of the fourth kind the difference between the fourth kind and third kind is that in the fourth kind, a human is abducted.
Yeah.
So the third kind is them coming to see us. The fourth kind is them taking us away. And apparently, there's a fifth, sixth, and seventh kind.
Oh.
So there's a fifth kind, which means...
What is that?
Direct communication between aliens and humans. So this, I guess, would be like if we responded to the wow signal in some way.
Oh, or like in the third kind.
Yeah, when they did this music. Yeah.
Or whatever. I did not do it right. But whatever, you know what I'm saying? It was beeping and booping and la-da-da-da-da.
Yes, and that was communication. Six is when the death of a human or animal is associated with a UFO sighting, which is interesting.
Oh, it's like animals and stuff?
Yeah. So like when you saw those dead cat horses and stuff, that's the sixth kind. And then a seventh kind is when there's the creation of a human-alien hybrid, either by sexual reproduction or by artificial scientific methods, which is like the documentary we watched where he said he had, like, what, 13 children?
The one guy said he had 40. The other one said he had a smaller number than that.
Yeah.
And he was married to his, like, space wife.
No, he was married to a regular wife, and he had a space wife.
That's what I'm saying, though. And that woman was, like, there.
Yeah.
At the same time
but
as the
regular
wife.
But that was artificially stimulated with the... Like, they both
were abducted, yes.
Whereas, with what's his name, he had 40 children, so he got seven kind.
And she wasn't there all the time. It was, like, whenever she, like, fucking felt like it.
They should call that the 69th kind.
Yeah.
That's Area 69.
Yeah.
Every time. All
right, Gabe. Look at you.
So funny. Make jokes about sex and aliens.
No, I mean, aliens, they're the women aliens are on the frontier of feminism. They're coming down to,
yeah,
you know, take... Have sex with these men whenever they feel like, and then they just up and leave. It's like, whatever, bye. I don't need you.
Yeah, I'm independent.
Alien self.
Take care of my own alien
self.
Babies.
Yeah.
Just use your dick.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you need,
you're
really.
You're a sperm donor. I mean, whenever I fucking feel like it. They sent their vacuums. Cleaning this shit up. It's just like, clean everything up. Stop putting your fucking child down, idiot. What the fuck? Kate, that was real. That was a fucking real
his
thing.
His face?
Yeah.
His face was wrong.
His fucking face was wrong. The egg was wrong.
Gay. No!
I hate this.
So we watched several things.
We
but
did.
But we're going to briefly talk about three things. I mean, we've watched The X-Files. We've seen Signs. You know how we feel about M. Night Shyamalan.
Mm-hmm.
We've watched E.T. Apparently, you know, Steven Spielberg has a thing for aliens.
Maybe he has 40 alien children somewhere.
Maybe he is an alien. Here's a conspiracy theory for you.
Debunk that one for me.
You can't, because he's an alien.
Steven.
That's why he knows about E.T. He knows about Close Encounters. He knows about that movie with the kids and the camera.
Yeah, he's been there.
Super 8. That's about aliens.
Oh.
So we watched one of my favorite horror movies, because when I was younger, I totally believed it. So we watched The Fourth Kind, which when I watched it back when it came out, which was back in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So I was young-ish.
Grr.
And I was
younger.
Like, I didn't, like, I was just like, this is interesting. And yeah. When you go in believing it, it's way more interesting than if you just go in and you're skeptical the whole time.
Yeah, you straight up told me it was real.
Yeah.
So I went in being like, wait a minute.
Well, because what I was telling you was at the beginning, she comes up to the screen. What's her name from Resident Evil?
Yeah.
She comes up to the screen. She's like, choose what you believe.
Yeah.
Here are the real videos.
I thought it was one of those
Dr.
like cheesy
Abigail
ass like documentaries.
Tyler.
Yeah, that they like made up. Like, you know, they did the reenactments of. And then... Mm-hmm. Like, you told me it was real, so I was like, all right, I'm going into this. Like, yeah, this is real. I've never heard of this or watched it before. Yeah, I'm going to take this seriously.
Yes. And then it was great.
When I thought it was real, it freaked me the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God, this video, it's so scary. Like, and I was convinced that anyone who has ever said that they were possessed by a devil was really just, like, being fucked up by aliens. Like, it was too much. I'm mad. They tricked me.
Yeah.
I feel really dumb.
Well,
and I'm mad that I believed it. And I only believed it because you told me and I trust
I
you with my life, Gabe.
You
took
her.
Advantage of
she
my
She said
trust.
It in the beginning. I just repeated what she trust. Said. I said, she said, this is real. And it's funny that you're angry about it. So, The Fourth Kind is a movie from 2009. It's a mockumentary purporting to be based on real events occurring in Nome, Alaska in 2000, in which psychologist Dr. Abby Tyler uses hypnosis to uncover memories from her patients of alien abduction and finds evidence suggesting that she may have been abducted as well.
Yes.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah.
So what I thought was really great about this film and why it is like, so a lot of people give it crap. The way that it worked is
What's
that it had, they had it, they had reenactments and on right beside they would do this dual screen on so on the left side would have the supposed real footage
mm-hmm.
in which there's a person talking to her, and she put them under hypnosis, and then all of a sudden they start freaking out and they're saying weird things, and they're saying, you know, before it was that there's this owl chilling outside their window, and then all of a sudden, no, it wasn't an owl, it's actually an alien, and they come into the room and they take them and they do horrible things to you. Mm-hmm. So they start shrieking and they act all possessed again, like they're abducted by fucking demons. And then, you know, later she puts someone under and they do all these convulsing things and ends up breaking their back.
They say words too. They say
they speak in double speak voice.
But that there was like this specialist that could come in and be like, yeah, this is what they're saying. It was like fear. Yeah. I am God kind of thing. It was really scary when I thought it was real.
They did claim to be God. That was a thing. So, and again, that's like a interesting parallel because it seemed more like a demon than God. And honestly, like you're saying before, that like if people, we use the excuse of aliens and the excuse of God to explain away so many things, that what's to say, I mean, God kind of is an alien, you know, he's not one of us.
Yeah, he's better. What if God were one of us?
So what's funny is, so a lot of people hated this film because they were like, it's hokey, it's dumb, the found footage is stupid. Although I thought it was pretty ingenious, the different ways they used found footage or found media. So there's like the tape player where she's just recording her voice and she falls asleep. And then it records her being abducted and screaming. And that was like, made my eyes water, did that whole thing because it's creepy. Mm-hmm. And then also the part where the cops are stationed outside her house and they use the dash cam. So it's like I thought it was pretty interesting. And then like when the guy kills himself and his family, spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm. The video of that was like upsetting.
Yeah, they use like news vehicles and the cop cams again. So that's all that felt very real. I think they did well. And I understand that like when you go into it and you're like, this is stupid.
When you know it's not real, it's stupid. But when your best friend in the whole world tells you it's real, and then you go in and you're like, all right, I'm gonna believe this as it comes, and then it's what it was,
and now you get fucking mad. Are demons and God and aliens are interchangeable, they're the same.
No,
but people were mad. But specifically Nome, Alaska was mad because people started calling them and were like, where's the aliens at?
Yeah,
and they're like, this isn't real. And it's like they have had a suspicious number of disappearances, considering how small of a population they are in comparison to like Anchorage. So Anchorage has a large population and they have like, I believe like either less or equal to the number of like disappearances, like a almost high number. But in relation to the fact that there's a smaller population in Nome, it's like, where are these people going? But also it's like, it's a small town.
Yeah.
And it's Alaska. Like, people could just wander into the woods and never be seen again. So, yeah, they're mad. And the filmmakers were sued.
Well, I can understand why they'd be mad, too, is if, like, these are, like, real people who are missing. And they're, like, trying to just, like, chalk it up to aliens, you know?
Yeah, and not even just chalking it up to aliens. They're profiting off of, like, a horror movie. So don't call it Nome, Alaska. It's not real.
Or
as far as we know.
UFO sighting.
Yeah, website. Stop.
They're, like,
listen.
Really done.
If you really see aliens, yeah, you can tell us about it. You can tell people about it. That's cool. But don't just, like, go looking for trouble, okay? Yeah, aliens don't want you, clearly. So we also watched Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yes.
Which actually had several kinds in it. Second, third, sixth, fourth. Yeah. All the kinds happened.
Yes, I don't know why they just said the one.
Yeah. Stephen.
Close Encounters of a variety.
Of all the kinds. Every kind possible.
A variety of kinds.
Except they didn't have the sex kind.
Mm-hmm.
So no 69. So if you guys don't know, Close Encounters of the Third Kind is the story of Roy Neary, an everyday blue-collar worker in Indiana whose life changes after an encounter with an unidentifying flying object. There's more to it than that, but that's the gist. He goes a little crazy. He goes a little like those people that you hear about who probably have tinfoil on their heads. He throws dirt in his house and makes a bound. He just totally abandons his entire family.
Yeah.
A woman has her kid abducted and she doesn't like, she's more concerned about finding the aliens because like to know the aliens exist than she is to find her missing child.
Yeah. The whole movie was like a little wonky and like, let me leave my family of many children and my wife who are like, you're acting weird, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on with you, but I'm just going to try to keep my kids safe because you're throwing bricks into our house from the outside window.
And ducks.
and ducks. And then, like, he just ups and, like, they leave, obviously, for the safety of the kids.
All 10 of them.
And then he's just like, yeah, you know, I'm just going to go run off with this other blonde lady and her, like, one kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trading up.
Here now.
You know, I have less now.
Yeah.
And he's abducted, so, like, maybe it's just a fresh start.
Yeah.
And then he goes off with her and starts making out with her. And I'm like, you're an asshole. Just because you see aliens doesn't mean you get to trade your wife in.
Yeah.
And your whole life situation.
Well, he just totally left everyone, because spoilers.
He gets on the fucking ship.
He just gets on the ship. He goes away. Like, you had a whole, like, what makes you special, Mr. Blue Collar Worker? Nothing. Like, why does he get chosen? Like, that means that maybe we'll get chosen. So that movie's all right.
Yeah, really, it had parts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There were moments.
People were in it.
Yeah.
Aliens were in it. It was just, like, mostly people just getting sunburnt and being exposed to radiation and just, like, not really understanding what that meant. Yeah.
Like, I was kind of just, like, I didn't fully understand what was happening throughout. I was kind of like, am I supposed to be scared? Am I supposed to be, like, pumped to see some aliens? Are we going to try to blow up the aliens? No, we're friends. We're going to send our people there willingly because they gave us back some that they took, like, 20 years ago. Yeah. We're just fine with that. Like, we don't have any suspicions that they're aliens, too, now.
Yeah, but it's, like, also, like, we just let them leave.
Yeah. I'd be like, what the fuck? I want my 20 years back, bitch. My family's dead.
I did like the way the aliens looked. I liked the variety.
Oh, yeah. They had, like, different heights.
They had, like, tall, lanky ones. They got tiny ones. They were all different. I think for the time, it was probably good.
Oh, I mean, for the time, I'm sure it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was a really interesting, like, way they set it up for, like, I feel like for that time, it would have been like, aliens are real.
You know, God can't be aliens because God helps us fight aliens in signs, which is historical fact.
Yep. Historical fact.
He kills our mothers, and he sets us up with disabilities and all kinds of stuff and makes us a failure in life so that we can eventually fight aliens.
Yeah.
Everything has a reason. Thank you, M. Night.
Yeah. That sounds real. That's some logic you just threw in my way.
I know. I dived into this rabbit hole that is aliens, and now I've come out of it knowing the truth. I'm a truther.
Like, opinions.
Yeah. No, facts.
Ah.
You know?
I mean...
They're alternative. But they're facts.
Alternative facts.
So we also watched a hilarious film. It was something else. It was called Extraordinary. The Stan Romanek Story. So this is a documentary that takes the audience on a journey through Stan's past, Stan Romanek, who just wants to tell people that he has encountered aliens several times. He has lots of proof and mysteriously lost a lot of the really good proof and has alien children, all these other experiences, etc. He's just real. Living, people know him.
Living a life.
He's a self-proclaimed alien abductee, and he did say that his computer was hacked.
Yeah, they put the child porn on his computer. The aliens did.
No, the government did. The government put child porn on his computer so that he would be arrested because they needed to silence him.
Yeah, because he was just saying too much real shit about those aliens.
Yeah. So the story, the documentary is interesting in that it just goes through these different types of proof that he has. He at first has like the UFOs and they're just like shaky cam things in space, which is not completely wrong because those are unidentified objects because we don't know what they are.
Yeah.
He has the orbs, which are just like ghost orb things.
Yeah.
And laser pointers.
They look like laser pointers. I mean, I'm not going to say he was lying, but
he was, though.
I feel very strongly that he was. And I can be wrong. I've been wrong in my life, but I would love to invite someone to realistically prove to me, beyond a reasonable doubt, that that was not real.
Well, also, so those two instances, when he has those documented, aren't the worst thing. Like, you look at them and you can go, you know what, maybe those are something. It exists. He has proof. All right, I'm kind of in there. But when you really just, it becomes laughable and very clear that this man is just, as you said, crackpot, is when he's showing the actual grays.
Mm-hmm.
So it's when he's like set up his camera and he runs out of the room and then all of a sudden see this little guy who clearly is a man in an alien mask, probably himself, who ran outside, and he peeks his little head up in the window.
Yeah.
Or the one who's just like staring at him from outside. It's like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
They're just hanging out there, and it's just the two instances. And it very clearly looks like it's a mask from Spirit Halloween.
It really does. And then there's like that other part later where either he has photoshopped a picture of someone's eyes into it, or he's just done the same exact thing.
So one of Stan's stories is that he's been abducted a few times.
Yes.
And during one of the times he was abducted, he woke up in a room and there's another woman, or there was a woman who was also a human, on a bed next to him. And there's some weird situation where they're explaining that he had alien babies now, like 12. And then she was somehow involved. She also had alien babies. Right? Cool. Yeah. Well, so they have their alien babies. Those things visit them and also call them. He also has these pictures that are like seriously photoshopped of these little girls like in like hiding in
like, with like the big
on
eyes
his porch or something.
Yeah.
So his proof is hilarious. But the most interesting part that I found the most entertaining of this film was his alien baby mama. So he's married to this woman.
This poor woman.
This real woman who like just loved him despite the alien thing. Like she was there when the alien thing first started for him. So then they get married. He starts talking about aliens some more and she's like, wow, this is crazy. I'm here for the ride. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I also was abducted by aliens and I found the lady who also was abducted by aliens and we had children together. So we have this weird connection. She's my side bitch and you just have to deal with it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel so bad for this woman. He just wanted to get something on the side and he wasn't just going to own that. He was like, nah, aliens did it, so it's cool, right? And this poor woman just like believes him.
Yeah, well, she was like, obviously, she would get very jealous at the time that they were spending together and that they had conversations together that she couldn't understand because they were both abducted by aliens and had children together. And, you know, obviously you can't replicate that. So like he would go off and spend all this time and she was obviously jealous. The fact that she believes this guy is abducted by aliens
at all,
yeah,
is upsetting.
Yeah,
poor lady.
And then he just has this side lady. He like would call her and like they'd sneak off and do all this stuff. It's like clearly he's just having an affair and he somehow convinced his like side lady to be like, you were also abducted by aliens, wink wink.
Yeah, just tell her that's fine.
She believes anything. I told her all the stuff and she believes it.
It just follows a common theme. I've already set this up. We might as well just ride with it.
It's not good. Like lore in the world. People believe it. He also like studied karate and he's really strong and he can kick people's butts. Mm-hmm. And he was beat up by some government officials, some FBI agents, but he beat them. There's like six of them, but he beat them all up with his own hands.
Yeah. It's a great story.
Alternative facts.
Just like such a great story.
Yeah. And then there's like time when he has this picture of a girl who's obviously alien on the in his driveway, right?
Yeah, you know.
And then
out.
He got a picture of it and he showed everyone and everyone's cheering because they were at this party and he wants attention. And then mysteriously
it's gone.
The image got deleted.
What?
Wow. He also had a chip in his leg.
It's
and
as
then,
if delete buttons don't exist.
He had a cheap like a chip in his leg, he said. And then like the news was like, all right, show it to us. And he was like, oh, it's gone. Something happened. It's gone now.
See, this guy, I want to say, set himself up to get all this exposure for himself. And then you were looking at child porn the whole time, guy. If you don't want to be caught for that stuff, then don't make yourself fucking famous.
Also, don't do that.
Obviously. But he obviously had something going on. He was trying to hide it. He had a side lady. He had child porn. And he's trying to get himself all this attention in the world. And it's like, nah, that's not the route you take if you're trying to not get caught with stuff.
Yeah.
Like, just don't do it in the first place.
Especially
but
if, like, people are going to be looking at your computer for proof of aliens.
So dumb.
They also call him, like, Star Child or something.
Oh, yeah. His name was Star Child.
And, but yeah, he believed it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, so the at the end of the film, they say that he is being investigated for these child pornography charges.
Yeah.
And that the government did it. And so I'm pretty sure he got arrested. And he's already, like, in jail for it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess you can't talk to him and ask him about his alien adventures.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
In 2016, he pleaded not guilty, but he was found guilty last year in August.
F is for friends who do stuff together. U is for UFOs. Oh, you're better. UFOs.
N is for...
doesn't start with an N.
No touch, N is body.
For no touch me, please. Anytime at all.
No touch.
Down no here touching. In the not space place.
Up in a spaceship. Man.
So what's the deal with aliens?
What's up with that? They're ships. That's what's up.
Yeah.
They're up there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to deny that something else has to exist somewhere else in the places. And if they want to come here and fuck us up, I mean, we've been fucking it up already for a while, so might as well.
So would you give aliens a ride in Area 51, which is you don't like them, or Area 69, because I'm bringing it back?
I mean, I don't want aliens to come. I don't want them to come fuck things up. I'm fine.
Or fuck you.
Nah, I'm good, man.
I do not want alien babies.
I don't want alien
human
babies.
Human babies are enough.
Especially, so we didn't even talk much about it, but the X-File movies where they go inside your stomachs and then you're their vessels and I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be impregnated by an alien thing that's going to burst out of my stomach and then I'm going to die and then suddenly my body's really sticky when I die for some reason.
Yeah, it's like what aliens don't want it. Are we dealing with? Are we dealing with xenomorphs?
Like, is it the fun kind or the not fun kind?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's the not fun kind. I don't think there's any situation where, like, they're cool and, like, about it and, like, what's up.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they just want us to die and they're going to kill us a bunch.
Yeah. So, like, the movie with Jim Carrey, Jeff Goldblum, and one of the Wayans brothers or people.
Yeah.
Earth Girls Are Easy. I would, like, I've never seen that. They were good. They were about, they were from Area 69.
I haven't seen that one.
Because what they did was they had, like, super sex powers and they could touch you and you'd have, like, an orgasm. But they're all, like, furry and then they, like, shaved them and made them, like, hot. But they started out really unattractive and blue and red and yellow.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's that fantasy that, like, these beautiful, big-breasted sex ladies from space are going to come down.
Yeah.
And, like, rock your world.
Well, these ones,
intergalactic.
These are men.
Oh, well, then the men will come down and all sexy, stud-like, and intergalactic whatchamawhats and with their giant space penises. And there's been a lot of, like, people who said they've had sex with aliens and, like, described it. And women and men, both.
Yeah.
Being like, it's just that like was
ghosts.
What was
people
up.
People have sex with ghosts all the time. What if it's not ghosts? What if it's just aliens all the time? What if everything is aliens?
I mean, that's probably what it is, honestly. I mean, if we're saying, like, they're probably real and it's, like, probably cool or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's probably, I mean, I'll say the 69 one. But if we're saying, like, I'm about it, I want that to happen. Nah. 51, please.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind, like, a first kind, like, where I see a UFO and I'm like, huh. Puzzling, you know?
That'd be fine. Yeah.
Or like even second kind, like is all poltergeist activity really the second kind? And it's just that people think their house is haunted, but it's not. It's really aliens are passing by, and they messed up your house, and they just keep passing by. I guess.
Yeah, I'd just rather just not. It's the first kind's fine. The rest, nah.
Yeah, and then I'm like if aliens are real, if they could just come and just be chill,
yeah,
not be all like I don't understand these aliens that are coming. And, like, tricking us and not just, like, hanging out and getting to know us.
I just don't know if that's a thing that happens. And if we're actually going to be okay. And we're not all going to die from alien whatchamawhats. So, I mean, that's my spiel.
I'd say Area 69 because I think they're cool. Sometimes. Depends on which one.
I don't want aliens to go inside of my body and fuck shit up. I just don't want that. I think it's scary. I don't want aliens to take over me. I don't want to be impregnated by an alien. That fucks me up. I don't want things inside of me that I'm not aware of. I need it to back that shit up and go away.
I'd say it lets you an Area 420 and they come and then everyone just gets high together.
Oh my God, that'd be dope.
And then everyone's friends.
Friends.
Friendship with aliens that are God. Yeah. Well... don't get married because then your kids might get abducted by aliens.
And you're just not going to care that much because aliens are cool.
Because then it's kind of, you know, trumped by the whole fact that aliens exist, you know?
Yeah.
That's a lot to deal with. Like, if your kid goes missing, that's one thing. But if you know your kid got missing because it got abducted.
No one's going to believe you. Yeah. That's, like, way worse.
Yeah.
Because they can be like, we're going to find him. It's like, no, you're fucking not because you're not going to go to space.
Yeah.
It's not where you're looking.
Yeah. People barely believe people when their kids go missing these days. Yeah. Someday, like, your kid just ran away.
Are you sure
like,
they didn't run away? Sure that. You didn't get an online boyfriend?
And just left? And just your like, slut bye. Teenager that never showed previous signs of being slutty? Definitely didn't just get abducted by a fucking pedophile. No. Just left. We shouldn't be looking for it.
Yeah, no, it's bad.
Aliens.
It's aliens.
It's yeah, don't get married. Everything. Yeah, don't get married.
We'll abduct your kids.
And maybe eat them.
Yeah.
So aliens are God and demons.
Yeah.
And poltergeists.
Aliens are just all of it. With everything we thought was something else is aliens, yeah. So it's fine.
Aliens are with me and also with you.
Yeah.
All right, bye guys.
Bye.
What if God were one of us?
But he's really an alien.
Yep. And so, I mean, what if God was an alien?
Just slop like an alien.
Riding on his spaceship, trying to make his way home. And that's God as an alien coming at you from Gabe and Kat.
Yeah.